Thank you for tuning in to your BoobTube Betties. We're talking about the finale, American Horror Story Cult Season 7, the final episode, Great Again.
Cannot look at you.
I'm Bethany.
I'm Kristen.
We are covered in Cheeto face.
Cheeto face.
Blue hair, although Kristen's hair is blonde, so it actually looks blue. My hair is crazy dark, so I just put blue on my forehead.
She literally put blue eyeshadow on her forehead.
And there's like Cheeto chunks.
Perfect.
Check out, we will post pictures in a live video.
No, we have live video up right now. So.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah.
And as per our agreement, our punishment, our personal profile pictures will be...
It'll be up there soon.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You just look like Tan Mom.
I look like tampons?
Tan Mom.
Oh, like, I look like a tampon?
You just look like a tampon.
You just look like a tampon. That's what I heard.
You know, you look like Tan Mom. During this episode, we will not have Two Truths and One Big Little Lie, but instead, we have an interview with our awesome fan, write-in friend, Frank, who talks about this season, previous seasons. I'm trying to say, and gets down.
Gets down on the bitty thing.
Yes.
I don't know what that meant.
I don't know either.
Let's make the finale great again.
Yes. Episode 11.
So Kai's in prison. He's got like a flash forward and he's in fucking prison.
Yes, 11 months forward.
He's got this lover. He's taken in a lover.
He has taken a lover. This busty
all, biker chick.
All business tits. Woman. With tits out. And he's recruited her as a new follower and, as you said, Lava. And then we've got a whole new crew of people that are following, willing to follow, yes. Willing to kill for Kai.
Yeah.
He's
who cares about the whites, God, the Asians, the it, blacks, man. Anything. It's all about the divine one.
Like, as a typical cult leader, mm-hmm. I got a fuck in my throat. He has charmed the inmates and yep. gotten them on board with the Kai agenda.
Yep.
The Kai agenda. And he's got like a different edge to him because he like not edge, desperation now.
Yes.
Where he women are destroying the world.
Yes.
And there is a sad, desperate, not a lot of thought put into it. It's just like, what can we do immediately to
yep.
eradicate and hurt
piss off
people?
Women and
yes,
yep. So then we get the flashback.
Then we get the flashback to 11 months earlier.
It was supposed to be the night of 1,000 Tates, but he decided to condense it.
I couldn't understand what he was saying. I thought he was saying taints.
This was the most fucked up thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes,
like the. The demonstration
was hard. So they had you guys watched it. We all saw it. The pregnant belly, and then you can see the baby inside, and he talks about how you have to stick the knife down.
Oh, he went into every fucking detail.
It was, if the last episode was a top, an AHS top gruesome moment, this one totally...
This one was just like, this one was just like out of...
Shot that one out of the water.
Yes, it was just like, what can we do to not piss everyone off, but to shock everyone?
I actually, like...
I loved it.
So this is on FX, and I wonder what it... What?
I said I loved it. Like, I thought it was, like, really good for American Horror Story.
I wonder what you would think about it.
I hated it, but the fact that it didn't actually go through with...
Doing it? Yeah, that would have been over the line.
I loved
it.
Yes.
But can't actually you, like, I it. Feel like there was a meeting over this episode. Like, can we air this?
Oh, there had to have been. There had to have been.
You know, don't do the knife like this, straightforward. You got to go down to actually
kill it.
There was,
like, there was just, like, nonstop fucking...
That was...
Yes.
That was a new level, but he...
I was like, how can we go Game of Thrones without going Game of Thrones?
And honestly, I read that in a lot of reviews... Game of Thrones, yeah, so it wasn't necessarily the Red Wedding.
No.
But it was pretty damn close.
But it was like a description of like 1,000 Red Weddings. Like, it yeah. was just, it was.
And they.
As soon as I started doing that, I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. If they do this, I'm going to have a really hard time with this.
Yeah, I'm really glad they didn't. And I don't know. So the thought process was that the other guy running for Senate would get blamed for it.
I can't take you seriously right now.
I can't take the dog licking and, do you hear him?
Don't get up. No, you're fine. I'm not getting up. You're fine.
You're good.
You're good.
He's eating the Cheeto remnants that are scattered okay. around the goddamn
It's okay,
house.
Bear. You go. You go on with your bad self.
Can you hear it, though?
It's fine.
Hopefully it doesn't pick up on the audio.
So, we get this whole, like, Night of a Thousand Taints.
And Allie is... the whole preemptive. Does it not sound like Night of a Thousand Taints?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I was hoping for, but then I got the fucking set up.
And stab him in the taints.
It wasn't...
And Allie is just watching, like, she's on board.
And but we know. Broken Beverly.
Chopping mint.
I'm sorry, but it does sound like, yes, Amasta, I do the mint. Like, it definitely sounds like a fucking...
I thought she was going to chop her finger off.
Oh, my God. Like, I just felt so bad for Beverly because she was such a badass bitch and, like, she was not at all.
This is another character development that they don't necessarily flesh out the way they do, where yep. people completely make a 180.
Exactly.
Which is typical with this show, mm-hmm. where somebody makes a, you know, they're completely different people, and, you know, you sort of see why, but mm-hmm. they don't, yeah.
She wants Allie to kill her, but Allie is not gonna give in. Allie is the long con.
Yeah.
Which you were hoping for the whole time.
Right. She pulled that
and,
shit together.
She's
which,
like,
again...
She's like, you know, it's gonna be glorious.
We don't necessarily see how she was able to... Because she was a nut job in the beginning of the season, but she's been able to over... You know, another mm-hmm. kind of hole there. Yep. But that's okay, because we're happy
Ooh,
for
hole.
It. Another hole. He's like... Ryan Murphy's like, I want plot holes.
I want holes on holes on holes. It's part of the season.
But just so we're clear, the only hole I like is an asshole. Because it's gay.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Is that offensive? Ugh, I give
no.
it. No. Whatever.
Agreed. Plus one.
I like assholes, too.
Who doesn't? So, Allie has bad news. Speedwagon is a police informant. But good news is he's a local police informant, and he's not a problem. So, we're just going to stab him in the fucking neck and move on.
Yes.
Cool. So, fuck Speedwagon, bye-bye. And
so
Allie's
Kai,
now...
So Kai killed his sister for no reason.
Oh, we didn't go over that.
No.
That's actually pretty important.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
So, Allie spills the beans that Kai killed his sister for no reason.
Yeah, that's what I loved, because she was really trying to evoke a response from him, and that was the perfect thing to pull out.
Yeah, and she handled it well. She's there to be able to comfort him and encourage him to kind of go on.
You kind of look like somebody from Buffy the Vampire Slayer right now with, like, the little horns.
Yeah, yeah. I know the little, yeah, the, like, Cheeto horns.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Continue.
Of course we know that Allie was the informant, not Speedwagon.
No.
And she was working with the
Hello,
FBI.
Speedwagon.
And then we get this glorious moment where they storm the place in kind of a shootout.
She's got to go get snacks while they're about to prep for the Night of 1,000 or 100 Taints.
Is it 1,000 or 100? Because
It started as 1,000. He said it wouldn't work out right, so it's going to be 100 Taints. And so that's 100 Taints. Yeah, 100 Taints. And she's going to go get snacks, but really she gets the FBI.
I know, and then you got the guy... Oh, was Allie clear to go get snacks?
Was Allie clear to go get... Yep. So now Allie's famous. She survived a cult.
Yeah. The only person she saved really was Beverly.
Yep.
And Kai gets led out of the building. And yes, Allie is famous. Do you want to cut to Frank's...
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Let's cut to Frank's interview, because this is a good halfway point.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. So enjoy this, Frank. We love ya.
Player 3 has entered the game.
finally, after much ado, finally,
we got Frank the Blank on the line.
I'm here. Hello.
Thank you, Frank.
Hello. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for being so patient with a couple of idiotic women trying to figure out technology. Our brains are smaller.
We're some stupid, nasty women, aren't we?
Come on now, be nice.
Okay, so you have been emailing us throughout the season with some really good insights, and I kind of want to see how you relate the seasons together. I want to hear your idea.
Good question, Chris.
Oh, wow. You know, when this first started, like, when that first episode came on, I was so super excited. And I just thought, you know, I was really hoping that, you know, Ryan Murphy made up for last season, in my opinion, which I thought was a flop. Honestly, I feel kind of let down, honestly. I feel like it was a bit anticlimactic. I don't know. I just kind of... I don't like the way it ended.
With this season?
Yes.
I feel like that this season, like, there could be, like, 10 more episodes. Like, I felt like we, like, dropped it half the season.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to know. Frank, do you agree with me? The correct answer is yes. every season starts out where you're excited, and it starts out strong with a really great concept, a really great storyline that you can follow. And then it sort of, like, derails and goes off the tracks in a million different directions. That's my complaint about American Horror Story. What are your thoughts about that?
I agree with you 100%, with one exception. Hotel.
I love
Hotel, man. They hit the ball out of Wrigley Field with that one.
Oh my god, I love you for saying that, because I love Hotel, and I'm like, I thought I was the only one here.
See, Hotel is my least favorite.
I love Hotel.
Oh wow, see, I thought it was amazing. I loved every minute of it.
Frank, can you rate, as far as you can remember them, have you watched every season? Can you rate your, let's say, your top three and maybe your bottom three? Well, there's only seven, so you might as well just do all seven. Frank, go.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we'll go from the bottom up. You know, I'll put Roanoke at number seven for sure.
Wow.
Wow. You guys are really putting me on the spot with this one.
Okay, so let's talk about it. There's Roanoke, there's Cult, there's Freak Show, there's Hotel, there's Murder House.
Right.
There's Coven, and then there's Psych Ward. What is that one called?
Asylum,
yeah. Okay, so
What were a couple of your favorites, and what were your couple of your least favorites? How about that?
My absolute favorite was, like I said, Hotel, and I really loved the first season.
Me too.
I loved the production value in that season. I just loved the way that they first came into it, and it was just like, hey, you know, check out this new thing we got, and it was just like it was like nothing I'd ever seen before, and I fell in love with it. And I wished that they would have hung around with Dylan McDermott and Connie Britton more.
Yes,
because we're both nodding vigorously.
Seriously, because Connie Britton to me, like, could have done so much more in the American Horror Story. Like,
I agree.
The producers of American Horror Story actually have her in their new show that they're gonna put out.
Yes.
Then
What is it called? But it's like Connie Britton and like a couple other people that are like
911.
Really good. Yes, 911. It's like this. Have you seen the preview for that show?
No.
It's Connie Britton and like it's somebody else from American Horror Story too, right?
I think there's two or three people actually that have been in it that are in that show.
I saw it the other day and I'm like, oh my god, Bethany! Like I have to tell her about this because.
Heard it.
Oh, it looks so good, but because it's kind of like It's kind of like ER, those kind of shows meet American Horror Story.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very, I love that you saw the preview for that, because I thought it was the only one, and I was like, oh, I have to watch this so bad. It's something we could cover, because I think it's going to be like a definite like episode, like, we're, yeah, like, Demasiado way too much to cover, but it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hope it'll be a good show anyways, you know, I hope it's not your standard basic procedural drama that you get every day.
One thing I do want to cover, though, is something you said early on when you wrote us, was Sally being completely susceptible and open to holes. Like, she's the one who put holes in herself. And then the same character of Sarah Paulson, afraid of holes. And then us talking about, you know, all these different characters relating to each other. And then Ryan Murphy admitting that it is all about nine circles of hell. Is that what it is?
I thought it was seven.
Is it? No, because if it was seven, we'd be done.
Dante's Inferno?
I thought it was 24.
Is it?
Dante's Inferno, yes, exactly.
And at the very end of this season, I'm sure you guys noticed that she puts on the cape and she looks very much, it's a nod to Coven, I feel like.
Definitely nod to Coven, absolutely. She's Scum, though, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's where, because the older lady, I can never remember her name, but the older
Frances
lady,
Conroy, I got
there
you.
We go, Frances Conroy. I love that lady. Let's just throw that out there. She was wearing that earlier. Also, I like how they gave a little shout out to Lana Winters last night when they
That was so great.
Beverly was talking to Allie, and she was saying, hell, you passed on Lana Winters. Why not Megyn Kelly or whoever it was calling?
What's her name? Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
The gay lady.
What's her name?
The gay chick.
Like Anna Wintour? No, that's not her.
I can't remember right now.
What is her name? But...
Oh! I'm right there with you, man. Oh, shit.
It's not Megyn Kelly either.
No, what's her name?
Oh, we're going to get it as soon as we get off of this call.
It's, Leslie...
Nope.
No.
No, I know. It's the most gay name I can think of.
Yeah, I can't... I just can't remember for some reason. It's got us all three stumped.
You know what I was thinking? Do you remember a couple seasons ago, right before Roanoke, how they had all those previews for what could be the season? And that pig thing with the baby was actually an homage to this. So I'm wondering if we go back and look at all of the previews of what could have been Roanoke right before they revealed it. I'm wondering if we can find out what the next season is going to be about.
That's interesting. I had not thought of that.
The Mist.
I am going to go down a AHA's YouTube rabbit hole now, thanks to you. That's probably how I'll spend my Saturday night.
You're welcome for the rabbit hole.
Let's kind of wrap this up. I do have one question. How would you feel, because I know you are happily married, how would you feel if your wife became a Scum manifesto proficionado and was all about the Scum manifesto? How would you handle that?
Oh, wow. You know,
She's
currently not standing here, and I know she's going to listen to this later. So the correct answer would be to say that I would get on my knees, I would kiss her feet, and say, my mistress, what can I do for you?
Perfect.
There you go. So what you're saying is you're a lowly abject turd. No, I'm just kidding.
with her, absolutely.
Oh, that's great, Frank. It's been so good talking to you.
I have one last question for you, which this will air on our finale episode. Who do you think, or who do you want to lose the game and get their face covered in Cheetos? So all season we've been playing Two Truths, One Big Little Lie. Chris and I are all tied up. We've got who do you think is going to lose, or do you think it's going to be a tie, or who would you like to see lose and have Cheeto crusted face and blue hair?
Yeah, it was kind of close last week. I kind of noticed how there was a little bit of that little kind of a trick play kind of done there. You pulled out the old Bill Belichick trick play and tried to get her, but yeah.
Bill Belichick, I love it. That's great.
I'm sorry. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Who do you want to lose?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, guys.
You want me to lose, don't you, Bethany?
You know what? It's a coin toss. How about that?
There you go. All right, we'll take it, Frank the Blank.
All right.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thanks for putting up with our technical.
And tell your wife, thank you for the dick pic.
Absolutely. 100%. No problem.
Frank, guys, it's been really good to talk to you. I know you're not that into Versace, so I hope we talk to you next season.
Awesome. You know, I'd love to chat with you guys about the Walking Dead or I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
What else you guys cover? When this season started, I just kind of went searching for podcasts, and yours was like the third one that I stumbled on, and I tried to listen to it, and it just stuck. So,
awesome.
I just want to thank you guys for putting that content. Putting that content out there and letting us blue collar guys, you know, giving us something to get through the day. So, I just wanted to say thanks.
You're probably going to make us tear up and cry now.
Seriously,
like, little bitches we are.
You're scum.
We love you.
No.
Scummy bastard.
We love you, scummy bastard. Thank you so much, seriously.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
It was really good to talk to you, and
we'll talk again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Player 3 has left the game.
All right, so when we come back, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. We really love talking to you, Frank. Thanks for hanging in there the whole season. I know it took a while to finally connect.
Very sorry.
Technology is hard.
And we are flaky.
We're so snowflakey.
We're snowflakey like winter.
But we did it, and it was awesome, and we thank you. So thank you.
Hi, baby. This is your baby bear.
Sorry, I gotta say I had a bear.
He's been eating oyster shells.
It's cool.
Okay, so Allie's famous. She survived a cold. The butchery is popping.
Instagram hotspot.
It's popping. And then we see Beverly come by for a visit, and she sort of wants to know why Allie saved her. Why
Kaya pled guilty to everybody but Ivy's.
Yes, so Kaya, right.
However, it's okay if that happened.
He claims that Allie did it, and Allie insists that Kai did it in front of her. Beverly knows what's going on.
Yeah, she knows what's up, but, like, she completely understands where she's coming from.
Yeah, and then we get how it all happened. Like, she fills in the hole when she was in the psych ward, the FBI came to her for information because they were already investigating
her. Yep.
God damn it, Bear.
It's cool.
And told her, gave her a chance to infiltrate the cult. So, you know, whether or not we knew she was sick, she's been doing this from the minute she got out of the hospital, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was from that far back. But in exchange, she would get immunity, which is pretty cool to get to, like, do whatever the fuck you want and get immunity.
Oh my God. I would love that.
How many people would you kill?
So many.
So many people?
So many.
I wouldn't kill anyone, but I would definitely do some thievery.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. We'd ask that question and then fucking post
that. That's down the river?
No, it's cool.
Send you down the river?
Yeah, it's cool. But then Kai's fucking stuck in prison. I'm kind of fucking pissed at Allie.
He's lost all of his planning, tactic, cool maneuvers.
And he's gonna fucking end Allie. She trapped him like no other, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
He hatches a plan to break out of prison with the help of the female guard.
Yeah.
Which you don't actually get until, this is my favorite part, with Allie saying, I'm gonna run for Senate.
Yeah.
I'm gonna steal your fucking goddamn seat.
Yes, that's what he was going for. That's what she's going for.
And I honestly thought the gun exchange, the handgun exchange, was Beverly and somebody else.
Oh, okay.
And because apparently I have no foresight, it was the...
I would never hire Beverly as my campaign manager.
No.
Wouldn't trust that bitch.
But she had an alternative...
Ulterior?
Thank you.
I just, yeah, I mean, I guess. I wouldn't want to... Maybe you keep your enemies close.
But then you get the whole, like... The whole fucking election, like... The woman versus man.
Yeah.
Versus this versus nasty woman. It was awesome. I loved it.
He did a good job encompassing.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I loved every second of it. It was perfect. The way he, like, fucking approached it. Like...
One of my favorite lines was, I'm a snowflake, but you take a... You put a bunch of snowflakes together and you get a, like, a storm, a blizzard.
Yes.
I loved it.
It was so good.
This snowflake liked it.
I loved it. I thought it was so good. Like... He handled this season perfectly.
Yeah.
Exactly how I'd want him to handle it. So, you got fucking Allie. And, oh wait, hold on. Before even Kai comes up, you're told that Kai died in prison.
Oh, that's right. That he got. And
then all of a sudden you hear the voice.
The face. Yeah, right. You
hear the voice. And then, like,
he killed someone up. And, yeah, mutilated him and.
Exactly. And then you have the back and forth, and then you have Beverly come up and fucking shoot him in the head.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
And he says, like, if he, and there's this, he makes this whole big stand. If he kills Allie, women will finally know their place, and there's no bullets in the gun. The female guard, that's where she comes up. She sort of stands up. I love when she says something about her weight. Like,
yes.
And he's like, what does she say? I struggle with, whatever it was really cute.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I struggle with food control. Whatever. I got you, girl. I'm right there with you.
I'm allergic to gluten. No, I don't think that's good. But yes, I get it.
We see, like, the exchange that happened in the past where Allie got to her and warns her about Kai. And Beverly gets to shoot Kai.
Right in the fucking goddamn head.
It's yep.
Awesome.
And Allie wins the Senate seat in a landslide.
And then she tucks little Ozymandias into bed.
Yep.
We get and her last. And you find out.
Well, she's getting ready for an important meeting, and everything is just so copacetic in this little world of hers. And Ozzy says something about wondering if the people are like Kai, which is, yeah, they're all probably crazy. But she promises they aren't. And then in the last shot of the season, we've got Allie putting on that...
Scum.
That cape. And
definitely alludes to the coven.
Coven, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely alludes to coven. Right. But, like, you know what I liked about that end scene? Is it gave a purpose to the fucking Valerie Solanas episode.
I guess.
Because I fucking hated that episode.
Oh, it was awful.
It was the worst, but you wouldn't understand it if you didn't get it.
I thought you liked it.
No, I didn't love it. No.
Okay. I did not love it.
No, I did not love it.
I hated it. So many hand movements. Oh.
No. I didn't love it. Not a fan. But if you are a fan, please write to boobtubebuddies@gmail.com.
So, I know we talk about how we need a little space from the season to really be able to rate it.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought I needed, like, 5 more episodes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I felt like it stopped halfway through and I didn't understand it.
It did seem quick. It did seem like it moved fast and we got
really fast. Like, you were halfway through the season. Like, you're just expecting something else and it doesn't happen.
I was surprised that there was a, I'm doing quotations here, happy ending. Because generally speaking, there's not a happy ending. Well... Yeah, I mean, the character that you end up rooting for, the good guy, I suppose.
I guess.
Wins.
I guess.
Right? Kai didn't win.
Ermagerd.
Kai didn't win. I feel like it was...
I'm like, I'm just gonna...
You're out of here, you're packing up your shit.
I'm just gonna... Hold on. Excuse me.
You're done.
I'm done here.
Since you are so done, do you have any final thoughts? The dog is driving me nuts. Any final thoughts on the season?
Not on the season, but I do have final thoughts on the Bettys.
We're done.
If you like the Bettys, stay fucking tuned.
We're going to scissor grind.
That's all I have to say. Because we talked about it tonight.
With Stay Cheeto Face.
Fucking tuned. Right?
Yeah. Well, Chris.
Nope.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Stay.
Things fucking in the works.
Yes. Things are in the works. Stay fucking tuned for the buddies.
And before that. Okay. Nope. We are going to do Versace.
I'm just kidding.
Are we doing Versace?
Yeah, we are doing Versace.
We're doing Versace. Yeah. All right. Which starts when?
January 18th.
God, you're good. Fucking A.
You're good.
I was about to say December 6th. Just to throw out a date.
In 2 weeks.
So we will be back to do another Ryan Murphy masterpiece.
And I'm so excited because I actually stayed at the Versace mansion.
Oh, Kristen did, so she can talk about that.
I like actually like every time they show a scene, I'm like, I remember you were there. It's so exciting.
All right, well, check out our my face is so itchy, covered in Cheetos.
I know. I just need to wipe my face off right now. My hair too. My hair is so like Kai right now. It's like not even like beautiful blue. It's just like disgusting sprayed trashy blue. Look at my hand.
During the break,
I'm caught blue-handed.
During the break, Kristen was consoling her son who woke up in the middle of the night.
And it wasn't working.
She's being so sweet, but her face is covered in fucking Cheetos and her hair is blue. And
going, oh, poor baby, I love you. He's like,
I can hear, what did you say? I heard Jason in the background. You're like, I lost a bet. I lost a bet.
He's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm sorry, I lost a bet. We lost it together.
All right, buddies. Well, as always, thank you so much for hanging out.
See you later, little Betty.
See ya.